Why do I keep getting cheated on?
Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen.
Okay, I'm going to take this in two specific directions. One being the individual that you are choosing or the type of person you are choosing, and two being the individual that you are and what you can control in these situations. So let's start with the individual that you might be choosing. If there is somebody that is constantly experiencing being cheated on, this can be related to the person they are attracted to. If they're attracted to a specific type of individual, mostly our attractions come from our childhood and our dynamics in our family upbringing. So if cheating was a popular choice in your family dynamic, then that is very easily a reason why you're attracted to, or this individual may be attracted to, people who tend to have non-committal behaviors and thought process and decision making. So when we're making decisions, sometimes we're like not consciously aware that we're making these decisions and we just kind of like do it. And then all of a sudden we're like, it's slapped in our face that we are realizing, wow, I am making the same consecutive mistake over and over and over again. I need to figure out exactly why I'm making that mistake. Once you figure out why, that might not necessarily be the answer. Figuring out why will then allow you to do the work to overcome that consistent choice and behavior. I know for me as a child, I never had a two-parent household. So when I remember being a young kid, I was like, I will never be a step-parent and my kids will never have step-parents. My kids will always have a two-parent household no matter how hard things get. And I can say that hasn't been an easy choice, but I'm thankful that I made that commitment at a young age. So when it came time to things getting hard and us struggling, I very quickly was like, okay, I'm done. Like, this is not the path I want to be down. This is the same behavioral patterns I saw in my childhood. I'm not going to let my kids experience it. You know, the whole whatever story I had in my head. So in relation to cheating, if those are the stories that you have gained over time from your family dynamic, then that's something to really focus on. So a quick tidbit, there's this stages of change cycle that we go through. We bounce back and forth between all the different stages in the stages of change. So pre-contemplation, contemplation, and then the rest. These two are the most important because in pre-contemplation, we don't realize we have a problem. We might sense, like, emotionally, intuitively, like, there's something not right here and I don't know what it is. And we keep experiencing it over and over and over again. And our question usually is like, why is this happening to me? Well, it's not really happening to you. So to say, it might be happening to you, but there's also a part on your side that needs to be adjusted. And so if you're in pre-contemplation, pre-contemplation, you have no idea there's a problem. You just keep hitting this wall, and you don't even realize you're hitting a wall. And then contemplation is like, oh, this wall kind of hurts. Is there really a problem? And then you go back and forth between pre-contemplation and contemplation until finally you get to the third stage, which is, preparation. And then you're like, okay, there's definitely a problem. I need to fix this. I'm going to prepare to fix it. Then there's action, where you're taking action, you're fixing the problem, and then there's do-over. And we accomplish one stage of this problem and we need to go to the next stage and to the next stage. There's always change that needs to happen. And so that's with the I kind of touched on both things there. Your family dynamic, but then the second piece being, what can you actually control in this situation? Can you control the people cheating on you, or can you control what you're doing and what part you're playing in this situation? We always play a part in something. I'm not saying, and so this is where your mindset is really important to hear this message appropriately. When you're being cheated on, you're not choosing for that person to cheat on you by any means, and you do not deserve to be cheated on. That is 100% not the message I am trying to convey here. With that said, when you're experiencing these relationships consecutively, you're seeing the same behaviors over and over and over again, and maybe you haven't sat back to think about what those behaviors are, but I'm sure if you really did take the time to journal out who you've been dating and why they've been making these choices, you can probably find the same characteristics in these individuals over and over and over again. And so recognize, why are you attracted to that characteristic? Why are you attracted to that individual? And mostly it's going to stem from your family dynamic as a kid, whether you in whatever that family dynamic is, whether you are adopted, you're two-parent household, one-parent household, dysfunctional, functional, codependent, not codependent, whatever it is, we mimic the same behaviors we learned as children. Could be even learned from teachers, coaches, anybody that was in your life for extended period of time that you spent a lot of time with. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to explore this topic more. The importance of exploring these topics that I share is action and committal mindset. You have to want to take action in order to really overcome this problem. And when you hit the next problem, it's like, it's okay. We're going to keep working and keep working until you're able to feel empowered yourself to work through the problem and see that you are valuable and you are amazing. I hope you have an amazing day. Like, comment, share, subscribe, do all the things. This has been one of my favorite episodes, but I look forward to hearing from you. Bye.